This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. As Missouri students spend more to earn college degrees, they want assurances there will be jobs for them when they graduate. So administrators at public universities have started steering them toward in-demand professions like nursing and education. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains why that's left some liberal arts students and professors feeling snubbed.
When Michael Mason arrived at the University of Central Missouri as a freshman, he thought he wanted to study criminal justice. When that didn't really fit, he switched to business management. But the accounting class he had to take was incredibly dull.
And as I was sitting in that class, I realized that this was terrible. If I was going to be doing anything involving this, I was not going to be happy, and I needed to major in history.
His parents weren't exactly thrilled.
That was about all I got, was pushback. The first question that my parents asked me was, what are you going to do?
Mason's mentor, UCM history professor John Taylor, has heard that before from college administrators looking to cut costs.
You know, you have to take a degree that we know that there's a job. There's a disconnect between that and what employers tell us, that there still is a huge need for the skill sets that the liberal arts bring.
He gets it. All of Missouri's public colleges and universities are under intense pressure to help students graduate with less debt, and funneling students into professions-based majors all but guarantees a return on investment. But it's always been a point of pride for Taylor that students could get a well-rounded liberal arts education at UCM for a fraction of the cost of private colleges and even other public colleges in Missouri.
We have 9 faculty members that we can take students around the world. We are still able to do that, even though given some of the changes and reorganization that we went through.
Last year, the College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences at UCM almost got dissolved into the 3 other colleges, Education, Health Sciences, and Business. It would have saved at least $600,000 a year at a time when the Missouri governor proposed slashing funding for higher ed. Mason is in grad school now, but this was his senior year.
There were a lot of students that were very frustrated with the lack of transparency because it was obvious that the university was not valuing of the arts, humanities, and social sciences college.
State lawmakers ended up negotiating a compromise. They'd hold funding steady if college administrators agreed to cap tuition increases at 1%. At UCM, administrators walked back on the dramatic restructuring and instead did away with department chairs. A new president took over. Roger Best says a well-rounded liberal arts education is still part of every UCM degree, while many prospective students and their families are focused on whether their degree will make them money.
Families think about affordability as it relates to getting a job. They want to go to college to make sure they get a good job, and that may drive them to professions-based majors.
But the line between higher education and workforce development keeps blurring. At Maple Woods Community College in North Kansas City, Kyle Anderson instructs future teachers. He's a former high school history teacher himself, and he got his degree from UCM.
I was a very intense individual wanting to raise a lot of little historians in my classroom.
He used to do things like fry up thick slices of Spam to serve while his students read about meatpacking plants during the Industrial Revolution. But when there were opportunities to advance his career, he left the classroom. He worked his way up to social studies coordinator and was eventually overseeing career and technical education for the North Kansas City schools. And he started to understand that there were good jobs out there that didn't require students go to college.
We have compelled students to go to a 4-year school and earn a traditional degree, oftentimes without a pathway for a next step, has put us in a position where we have some significant gaps in the job market right now.
One of the gaps is in education. Missouri's colleges and universities aren't turning out enough teachers, especially in hard-to-fill subject areas like math and science. That's why Anderson likes his job at Maple Woods so much. It helps future teachers get into the classroom without incurring lots of debt. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.